All right, well, how difficult is that to come through and, you know, put into words just the fact that it's over now, unfortunately?
It's a lot to swallow. I mean, it's a great group of guys out there, and nobody wants that to ever end. So, I don't got much words for it, honestly.
Yeah, but I guess the frustration of just not quite being able to get over the hump against these guys tonight again.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible that I got the flashbacks from last year, but it kind of is what it is, and it's over now, right? Can't change it now. But
as I mentioned to Balin, I mentioned to Ethan, I'll say it to you as well, more positives out of this year than negatives, despite coming up short of what your eventual goal was.
Yeah, I mean, we took another step, this program, this like whole organization, we took another step and had a really good season. And I mean, that just keep building off that and keep trying to get better every year. It's going to be tough to beat that regular season record, but hopefully you can keep those kind of wins up and then win more in the playoffs.
You played Division I at Indiana State this past year, and you came back to Saskatoon to play summer ball. How much did this summer help you as you look forward to your next year at Indiana State?
I mean, every time you can get more at-bats, it's going to make you better. And just honing in patience up here, because, I mean, I'm not going to get pitched to as much this year coming back as a second-year guy who had a good first year. And learn how to walk more, and lots of things, little things you pick up playing every day.
When do you head down?
Probably Friday.
Okay.
Carter, how would you compare this season to last, just with the experience of, you know, last year not a lot of people knew what this was going to look like or what it was going to be, and to see tonight you guys get a record attendance here and come within one win of the WCBL finals and see how this program has grown over the last 2 years?
Yeah, I think that's one thing you notice in the city with baseball in Saskatoon is that last year, our game three of playoffs, it felt like there was less fans, but everybody's like, this is like our biggest game. Why are there less people here? And sure enough, this year we sold out, and I assume it was a sellout, but it was full out there, and it was a pretty cool experience to look out and see every single place packed.
When you have a team like this with yourself and, you know, Nathan Houston, Ethan Murdoch, guys that come from this province, and you even have a guy like Merrick who's been dealing in playoffs here, and he's just an 18-year-old kid, but he comes from Munster. What do you think it says about the team and using the Saskatchewan-born players and the success that you guys had this year using the hometown products?
I mean, it just proves the Sask kids can play, and the more Sask guys you can get on your team, the more people are going to come out and watch. I mean, not that family's everything, but you got a family that's going to come out and watch you everywhere, and then on top of that, family's going to bring friends, and then people are just going to want to come out and watch and see the Saskatchewan guys, especially the younger kids too, because that might be what they want to do, especially guys who are hoping to go play baseball at college and then in the WCBL, and then, who knows, hopefully the Berries.
Especially considering the season you guys had, what was kind of the message from Joe and the coaching staff after a game like that today?
I mean, there's not much to talk about. We kind of just left it at that and then meet in the locker room later and go over it. And I mean, it's a long season, and it's just too bad we couldn't end up the right way.
You mentioned this year you learned to be a bit more patient at the plate, maybe walk a little bit more. How has the Berries program changed your game or changed you as a player over the last 2 years?
It's definitely helped a lot. I mean, I've learned a lot from Joe, and one of my favorite things I've learned in these 2 years is I was kind of in the training room a little bit my first year, and he goes, how are you going to keep yourself healthy in the pros if you can't keep healthy in the WCBL? You don't need a trainer every day. And I was pretty mad about that, but I went out and sure enough stayed out of the training room, and I think that's taught me a lot. I learned a lot from that, just on toughness, and if you can't keep your body healthy yourself, nobody's going to be there to do it for you.
And was this playoff as tough as you expected or tougher than you expected?
I mean, I wasn't surprised. I knew it was going to be tough. Like, Moose Jaw's always a good playoff team. They're always going to be tough. Regina's always going to be tough, and both teams just keep getting better all year, so like I said, it's never going to be an easy thing to do, and baseball three-game series is tough. Like, things can go sideways, and things slid on us.
The two Louisiana guys say the footprint's been built here from these 2 years that they were here for. You've been here for 2 years. Do you come back next year? Do we get to see the Carnduff kid come back next summer?
It's a long winter. Who knows what will happen?